skincare is not one size fits all. At Image, we rely on skincare professionals and clinically proven ingredients to create solutions that adapt to your lifestyle. But don't take it from us. Just ask the 30,000 plus professionals in over 60 countries across the globe who trust Image Skincare to deliver when it comes to results. And while we got our start with skincare pros, we think it's about time you got to know us better too. Tune into Skinfluence to hear straight from industry professionals on how to keep your skin healthy, radiant, and resilient through every stage of your vibrant life.
Hello, I'm Jana Rohner, your host and the founder of Image Skincare, and we are back with a very special episode of Skinfluenced. You may have noticed it's been a while since we dropped an episode of Skinfluenced, but we are back discussing everything and anything you want to know about skin and skincare. We have a lot to celebrate since we've spoken last. In 2023, we launched our new sustainable collection, Biome Plus, and we launched three new products into our Prevention Plus collection, just in time for summer. And once again, Image Skincare was named the number one salon and spa professional skincare brand for the second year in a row. We are so proud of this achievement. And we're so excited about a new partnership. Image Skincare is proud to announce the partnership with Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. And today I have a very special guest with me, Lisa Rossman, Senior Vice President of Service and Products at Hand and Stone Franchise Corporation. Lisa, hello, and thank you so much for being here today.
Hi, Jana. I am so excited to be here today, and thank you for having me.
We are just thrilled. So before we jump into all of these great questions, I'm sure our listeners out there would love to hear just a little bit about you, Lisa.
Sure. I hope my story is interesting to tell, but my skincare journey actually started as a second career path for me. I started out working in the banking industry right out of college and followed what was sort of considered the traditional path and what I thought was expected after getting a business degree. And I quickly realized that while it was a great career path, it really was not my passion or my instinct. And so when I was about 27, I decided to abandon ship and enroll in aesthetic school at the Aveda Institute in Manhattan. And it was a wonderful experience. I actually knew from the beginning that I didn't want my career to be in the treatment room per se, but I absolutely loved the business side of the spa industry. And I had this true passion for helping people look and feel their best that really drove me. And so by getting my license, it did open the door for me in the spa industry. I worked in a couple of med spas early on and then came on board with Hand and Stone in early 2012 at a time when the brand was less than 60 locations and we now have 560 locations. And my role was more operationally focused, so helping drive every aspect of the spa business. But then in 2016, I saw a huge advantage for Hand and Stone because skincare was already baked into our brand DNA, that if we focused a lot more of our attention on this and empowering estheticians and giving them advanced education and access to that education and building a true community based on empowerment and abundance mindset, that we could really do something special here. And so my role transitioned to that. I've spent the last 7 years doing that, and it's been a phenomenal ride. And we've built a community of nearly 3,500 estheticians across our country, working, cheering each other on, knowing that coming to Hand and Stone means a true career in the skincare business. So wow, that's a little about me and what I do.
That yeah. is an amazing story. And I'm sure that Hand and Stone is so happy that you abandoned ship and you came with them, really. And I think for our listeners out there to pivot, to find something that you love. I mean, I can so relate to that because I did that same thing, not at 27, but a little bit later. And I left the big corporate world and did the same thing. You know, got into the aesthetic business, became an esthetician, and grew Image Skincare. So I think it's so cool that we have a similar story, but yet we took a very different path to get there. I love it. And did I hear you right? Did you say at Hand and Stone you have 3,500 estheticians?
Yeah, that's correct. So across the 560 locations. So each location has several estheticians working there. And I think it just goes to show just how much facial business we actually have coming through the door, that we can keep that many estheticians gainfully employed, making a full career out of this, not just a job.
No, I think that's terrific. And, you know, I mean, for those of you listening, you may not know, or they may not know, what is the real concept behind Hand and Stone? Because you hear the word Hand and Stone, and your mind doesn't immediately go to clinical facials. But with 3,500 estheticians and 560 locations, you must do a lot of treatments. So talk to me about what is Hand and Stone.
Absolutely. So Hand and Stone, the brand, was founded in 2004 by a former physical therapist who wanted to create a more accessible massage service. And so we open our stores in locations that are directly in the consumer path, where you do a majority of your shopping. Mm-hmm. So you'll find us in locations where there's big box centers, where you do a lot of your, you know, Target shopping, grocery shopping, other big box locations as well. So we try to place our stores in an area where you can easily access a massage or result-driven facial experience, or now body contouring service, at, you know, a great price with convenient times and hours. Our stores are open until 10 p.m. and 7 days a week. So we're open for almost 90 hours a week, offering all of our customers the opportunity to come in and take 1 hour a month just for themselves and their self-care, whether it's in the form of a massage, a facial, or both.
You know, I love that because, you know, when you think about balancing life and work, I hear a lot that, gosh, I wish I had time to go get a massage. Gosh, I wish I had time to get a facial. But now what you're telling me is, you know, you put your kids to bed, you go to the mall, you do a little shopping therapy, you get a massage therapy, you get a facial, and then you head back and you go to sleep. So I don't think there's any excuse not to do all three, right? Shop, get a facial, yeah, and a massage, right?
I mean, it does sound like the perfect day to me, but really, I mean, I think a lot of us are still considering this, you know, not myself personally, but even several people in my own personal network, they still look at this as a luxury.
Right.
And they think that they shouldn't or can't give themselves the permission to make the time to put this in their routine, not as a once a year treat or as something they were gifted by someone else, but to really integrate it in as a way to proactively take care of yourself, which I'm seeing more and more of as we look around, especially post pandemic. People want to proactively take care of themselves and not wait for aches or pains or premature aging to happen on their skin to start with something. And so I think it's just like perfect time, perfect synergy for where our brand really is today.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think definitely the whole concept of self-care became really evident through the pandemic, right? And so I think that, you know, having, because you're like a membership-based organization, right? So you buy a membership, and there's no reason then not to get a facial and a massage every week. Isn't that how it works?
It is. So our membership is optional. So you can come in and enjoy our services on an ad hoc basis, or you can integrate it in as a part of a monthly routine through the membership. A majority of our customers are members or become members once they come in and try the first time. They quickly learn once they come in that this absolutely is something they can make the time for. And to be honest, more than half of our customers pre-book their next session. So it's already on the calendar, so they don't have to make the time for it a month or 45 days from then.
No, I love that. And I think that, you know, as you run a big business like Hand in Stone or Image, I think the secret sauce to success is scheduling. You just need to schedule that time for yourself. You need to schedule that time for preventative. You need to schedule that time also, especially in the skincare world. You know, these estheticians, they're really highly educated, right? I mean, it takes a lot to go through the training and the education. And these are licensed professionals that work at Hand in Stone.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the sort of best kept secrets we actually have is how well educated our estheticians are. And obviously, you know, for those who don't know, a licensed esthetician goes to school, they earn licensure by the state. So they already are a professional, even from the day they're hired with Hand in Stone. But it's really what we provide to them as a company. And of course, our vendor partners like Image provide in the form of like upskilling training and product knowledge training. And the product knowledge training is super focused on the science and the ingredient decks of each of these products and the way they interact with the skin. And I do think that our customers, when they come in for a facial, are many times surprised and delighted mm-hmm. about the experience with their esthetician, because there's a true consultation where, you know, skin concerns are shared by the consumer. Once the skin analysis takes place after the cleansing, we are acknowledging back the concerns that we see, validating what the customer is sharing with us, and then sharing our own recommendations from the toolbox that we have in the treatment room, which is, this is not your average fluff and buff facial. We offer a beautiful, you know, non-targeted treatment as our intro, but really what we do way more of are customized, targeted, condition-specific treatments that our estheticians are trained to identify on the skin and then know exactly what to recommend in their arsenal to optimize results.
Right, and I think with this, you know, type of format that you're talking about, you really can be on a great skin journey, a great self-care journey, right? Starting at, you know, maybe that basic facial and then really working your way up to a really highly effective, clinically proven treatment. And so that kind of brings me to my next question about Image. A lot of companies out there in the marketplace, why did you think Image was a perfect fit for Hand in Stone?
Oh my gosh. Well, obviously having a super high quality, efficacious product is just number one in terms of, from an evaluation standpoint, and Image hit the mark on every category there. Everybody loved the products. Our professional community already had a good understanding of the Image product line because Image is number one in the professional category. So we already had a really warm and receptive audience amongst our esthetician cohort, which played a big role in it. But also, you know, Image is a powerhouse. I mean, the brand, yeah, absolutely. Jenna, you've built such an amazing company with such an amazing, attentive team who is truly dedicated to helping Hand in Stone and helping us build awareness, because we are setting forth to be known as the place to go to get a result-driven professional treatment. And that was a huge factor for us. And so, you know, we did look at a few other lines, which were also really amazing, high quality lines, a little bit bigger on the retail end. So you would find them more in big box shops. But ultimately, we wanted to stay true to the professional channel. And we've had the same two product lines for 13 years, and they are both amazing brands, and Image is truly additive to what we have with them. But we felt that after 13 years, it was time to dazzle our customers with another type of experience and fill in areas of our menu that we felt were missing. And the Image Oxygenating Facial is a perfect example of that. The Image Ormetic Organic Lift Facial is another amazing example of that. These are not services that we had before. And now we're excited to say we can offer those. And then on the front end, being able to retail the MD line. That's, you know, as you are well aware, a doctor formulated line
sure.
is perfect for an audience who is kind of like teetering on the border of, should I head over to the med spa now? We want to keep those customers and keep their results heading in the right direction. And so an MD grade line was literally just what the doctor ordered for us.
Well, and I I think you're so smart, and you're like a hashtag boss babe for really thinking, no, really, for thinking about this process that, you know, even teenagers, Gen Z, and you talk about that oxygenating facial and some of these introductory. It's never too young to get a professional treatment and to get professional guidance for the rest of your life, you know, because it's much easier, as we all know, to prevent that ache and pain or to prevent that wrinkle versus to fix that wrinkle. So I think you're so smart to, you know, expand the goalpost of what you offer. And for the listeners out there, really the menu is really endless of what you can achieve, you know, I think with treatments today. And I think we were talking the other day, and I also like that combination of the cryo skin you were talking about. So I think that reducing inflammation, and that's what massages do, right? Increasing blood flow, reducing inflammation, reducing stress. Yeah. Tell us a little bit kind of about that treatment.
Absolutely. The cryo skin is absolutely amazing. It is a totally non-invasive device that utilizes alternating hot and cold therapy in combination with manual manipulation of the skin. And so that service we launched last February nationally, and majority of our locations are now offering it, which is amazing. But the sort of three modalities that this device offers is a cryofacial, which has been, for Hand and Stone at least, the biggest hit of the three services. Yeah, because we have a captive audience in skincare, and they absolutely love, our customers want technology. They want to see the advancements that we make, the innovations we have our eyes on. And so it was a natural fit for us to add that, which we offer it actually as an enhancement to a facial or just a 30-minute sort of standalone cryofacial experience on its own. So that's what that offers. And it's super cool, super comfortable, super cool, literally, right? But super comfortable.
Super cool, literally. But I think you're probably finding that, you know, the consumer, that level of inflammation, you know, today, I mean, there's climate change, there's a lot going on with the food in America. And I think that, you know, the cryo skin and just even a facial and reducing inflammation is so important, don't you?
Yeah, I really, truly do. I mean, it has so many benefits to the outside of the skin, the firming, the toning, the lifting and contouring. But what you're talking about, I mean, the body treatments really focus on getting that lymphatic system activated and helping to loosen up the waste and the toxins in your system. And so many of us are walking around with a stagnant lymphatic system that, you know, I don't think people put enough credit to the power of what massage actually offers to keep that system, you know, stimulated and flowing and moving so that you can eliminate from your body all of the nasty things that make, you know, liver function sluggish and just that sedentary lifestyle that unfortunately so many of us are settled into with desk jobs. It's critical. It really, really is critical.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. So let's kind of look at the crystal ball in the future. You have 3,500 estheticians, 560 locations. You have just been a trailblazer to, you know, elevate skincare at Hand and Stone. What's next? What's next for Hand and Stone? What's next for Lisa Rossman? What do you have up your sleeve?
Oh my goodness. Well, always looking ahead as someone who has to manage our innovation pipeline. So I always say I have the most fun job at Hand and Stone because I get to test out all the new fun things and see what aligns well with our menu. And so what lies ahead, Jana? I mean, here's one thing that I can tell you. For, you know, as much as we're capturing right now with the skincare business and how excited we are about the skincare business, we need to focus more on reaching the younger demographic, Gen Z. And I can say with confidence right now, we are not directly speaking to that really important consumer group. And we're starting to. Mm-hmm. We are, you know, working with our partners to figure out ways to communicate directly with them and to bring them into the spot for the types of treatments that they want to see. They want shorter treatments. They want gadgets in their treatments. Mm-hmm. They want affordable treatments. But we also know that of every age demographic, they're actually spending the highest percentage of their disposable monthly income on health and wellness services. And yep. So we need to figure out a way to reach them. And I do think that with these new image services, like the oxygenating service and the Ormetic Organic Lift Facial, I do think, you know, by going about it the right way, utilizing influencer strategy, eventing, and the new biosphere that we've worked on together, I think those are phenomenal ways to reach that group, bring them in, and get them to fall in love with the brand. And so that really, that will be a key area of focus for us over the next 12, 18 months. But really brand awareness, Jana. I think a lot of people just do not know that Hand & Stone even offers facials or result-driven facials if they do know.
Right, no.
And that's really the goal.
And I think for the listeners, whether you're an esthetician or if you're a business owner listening today, I would have to agree with Lisa that capturing that younger consumer and not maybe just targeting a certain age group, a certain, you know, style of client that you're used to and you're comfortable, you got to step outside of that zone. And you have to realize that, yes, they're spending that amount of money on or disposable income on self-care and skincare and wellness, but less is more for them. They want more for less. So I think that's really, really smart. And I think that if you've got a teenager, you know, you to send them to one of the Hand & Stone locations with, you have 35 licensed estheticians, highly trained. I mean, these girls are walking encyclopedias. I mean it. So hats off to you, because that's not easy to train and educate and have these estheticians so full of confidence to be able to customize the perfect program. And it's all about customization. If you think you can just cookie cutter, every skin's not the same, every lifestyle isn't the same. So I really, really applaud you for that. And we're super excited to be, you know, to be part of that community and on this journey for greatness. So
we love having you guys. It's been amazing so far, and everyone is just very, very excited about the line, about just being part of the image community as well. And, you know, I think it's going to be a fabulous partnership.
Well, we're very honored. And I think you can hear that when your heart is in the right place, and yours is, and when you care about people so much, about, you know, not so much building a business, but building up people, that's a really great partnership. When your culture's fit, the business fits. So that's super exciting, and thank you. So how can people find the location or get a treatment or something introductory? How does it work with almost 600 locations?
Sure. I mean, the easiest thing for someone to do if they're interested in booking is to either go to handandstone.com or download our mobile app. And what it will do is it will prompt you to enter your zip code so you can find your nearest Hand & Stone. To book an image service, you would click through the booking tool. And we have so many locations currently launching image that what you'll want to do is, through the booking tool, you can actually book an image-specific facial. If you don't see it there, the best thing to do would be to contact the spa directly, because, like I said, so many are currently in launch right now and through the rest of this summer. So if there's any questions about whether or not they're yet carrying the line, if you can't see it on the app or the booking tool, then I would just go ahead and call the location, and they can give you the details on the date that it will be.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa. It has been a pleasure learning more about you, learning more about the exciting business that you're responsible for. And we all need to know that you can subscribe to our podcast. We're now on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Apple. And you can also follow us on all the social media at Image Skincare. So stay tuned for more future episodes of Skin Fluenced. So this is Jana Rohner, and I'm signing off to age later. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Skinfluenced. If you are skincare obsessed just like us, don't forget to subscribe and rate this podcast. We also love hearing from our skincare fans, so send us your questions and comments to skinfluenced@imageskincare.com.